Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Rightstream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Rightstream and hashtag Rightstream. Thanks for listening to the Rightstream Radio Network.
Welcome to Just Believe Radio on the Rightstream Network. I am your host, Lisa Tarvis, and I took a week off last week, and we are live again this week. So anybody who wants to call in for a reading, we have the wonderful Gloria Boisel with us. She's been here before, and I've actually had a personal reading with her, too. She's fantastic. So everyone, please feel free to give us a call at 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. Press 1, and you'll be in the queue, and the wonderful Daria Ann will be screening calls for us again tonight. Again, my name is Lisa Tarvis. I'm a metaphysician, a board-certified holistic health practitioner, intuitive counselor, author of the book Just Believe, and, of course, radio show host. And Jerry and I have we've been working real hard since I got off vacation. I'm telling you, we've been putting some really great stuff together for the Rightstream Network, and I want to bring her on the air so we can talk about it. The Rightstream Network at this point has been, pretty much my show on Sunday, Just Believe, and then John D. Gresham's show, Military Monday, on Monday. Tuesday is Daria Ann's show, which is Rightstream Tuesday. Wednesday, the Family Power Hour, and on Fridays, we had Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, which was a talk show for women. And Daria and I kind of lost our focus, really, what way we wanted to go with Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. We weren't really sure exactly where to take it, how to take it, and so we kind of put the project on hold, and we are ready and all set to relaunch the first Thursday. The show's moving to Thursday at 7 p.m. On the Rightstream Network again. So that show is going to be coming back. And Daria, let's tell everyone about what else we've got going on. I'm going to let you handle some of that, because we're both pretty exhausted. We've spent more time working this weekend than I think I usually do during the week.
Yeah. Hey, Lisa. Hi, everyone. Well, yeah, there's an old expression about working on your business and working in your business. I think we've been working on our business for a while.
Absolutely.
Most of the weekend. But, you know, when you're self-employed, that's kind of the way it goes. But I wouldn't trade it. And, Lisa, I love working with you. I just have to say this. It's like when the two of us put our heads together and get focused, we really get things done. So
yeah, and that's true. And I think one of the things that messes, and this is for anyone, I mean, if you have like a partnership with people, I think where things go wrong is when you start getting too many people involved. You know what I mean? When you start tasking stuff to outside individuals, and then everything kind of falls apart. So, I mean, I think that was a good lesson for us to have learned, together. If you have a partnership, you have to work well together. But not only that, and you need to be friends. You know what I mean? But not only that, you also really need to just do it yourself. You know what I mean? Do it ourselves.
Absolutely.
And that's what we did. That's what we did. So tell everybody what we got going on.
Yes, well, as we had talked about a long time ago, we finally have a tech show launching. I'm so excited. My friend Alan Scott, who is based out of Miami, he's known as Snapperhead on Twitter, at Snapperhead. He's also the proprietor of a wildly popular pop culture site called The American Journal that I contribute to. He's an expert in SEO and website building and all of those important things that are sort of like hieroglyphics to the average person. They're important. They know they need it for their business or for their whatever they're doing, whether they're an author or a business owner. And Alan has agreed. And the great thing about Alan is he has a wonderful personality. He's funny. He's very engaging. So he's not only a computer geek, but he'll be wonderful on the air. He's hosted shows previously. online. So we don't have a name for his show yet, but it will be airing on Saturdays. I'm not quite sure if he's decided on morning or afternoon. That's kind of still up in the air, but he is going to broadcast starting the first Saturday in October. And, of course, we'll have all the info way before then, and we'll be promoting it out. And I'm just really, I'm super excited because I know it's going to be an informative, fun show. And Alan welcomes everybody to call in with your questions. And, you know, it's going to be like a technology trend show, an informative show about search engine optimization. And I said SEO. I probably should explain what that is, search engine optimization, which, Lisa, I know you are very well versed in.
Yeah.
You know, just basically a show to help people learn more about new technology and how to leverage it.
Yeah, I think that's going to be awesome. We've been talking about getting somebody to do a tech show forever. And for me, I mean, not only is it about that, but it's about the stupid little stuff that everyday people use. And I mean, I know I'm a tech, I always call myself the technology girl. I have for 20 years, and I'm getting my butt kicked by technology right now. I can't even work my phone when I get a new phone for like a month. You know what I mean? I still can't put somebody on hold and take another call and not hang up on both people. You know what I mean? It's just crazy. So I think, like, even silly stuff like that, I mean, it's something that I think we're really going to be able to, hopefully, you know, that he'll be willing to work with as well. I think that's going to be a really great show. I'm really looking forward to that. And then we also have Evan Townsend coming in to do a new show for us. And we don't have an exact name of the show again yet. Everything's very new. He's going to be doing Fridays, it looks like, in the afternoon for him. He's on the West Coast, so it'll be, he's thinking like 3 p.m. His time, so that way, you know, it airs in the evening for some, and I think he's got the right idea. You know, he's going to be doing, anyway, what he calls speculative fiction. He's like, he's really, really into, we went for the whole sci-fi thing, you know, doing sci-fi. And he talked to Darian and I through, you know, about different things, and, you know, and said it should, that something like speculative, he's going to have to find a new name because I can't say that. Speculative. I can't say it. I keep slipping up on it. But anyway, he's going to be doing something more along that lines, which is going to, I think, hit on topics like, you know, science fiction, fantasy, and all the subgenres of fantasy, horror, steampunk, alternative history, all of that sort of thing. So I think it's going to be really interesting. And I think now, and I think you'll agree, Daria, is that, you know, we've got all 7 days of the week covered. So we've got a show every day now. And not only that, we've got pretty much out of the 7 days we have, I mean, if there were more days in the week, we could obviously come up with more subjects, but we've really covered a lot of popular subjects now.
Yes, we do, and I'm really excited because that was my vision when I initially set out to set up RightStream way back in the beginning when I recruited you. I really wanted this network to cater to a diverse listenership, you know, to a variety of interests, and I think we've really accomplished that. And, you know, I just wanted to say, Lisa, too, with Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, I'm just going to get a quick plug-in for that. When relaunched the first Thursday of October, we have a fabulous guest coming on. Of course, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And Cindy Papali, who is the author of the wildly popular book, The Empty Cup Runneth Over, which chronicles her experience with breast cancer. But not only that, it's also a guidebook for other women going through the same thing. It's a fabulous book. I mean, I read it like 5 or 6 years ago when she first came out with it. She's got another book coming out, and Cindy is in the process of a movie. Production is starting in early January, and it's a script about her life. So she is such a wonderful, wonderful lady. I'm so excited that she's going to be joining us for the relaunch the first Thursday of October. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. The concept of that show was phenomenal. We were right on with that. The problem is that, you know, it was hard to focus, and we tried just making it a chit-chatty thing between you and I, and yes, that was fun for us, and I think it was even fun for the listeners, but we need to really hardcore get onto some women's issue topics, some topics that women are really interested in, And I mean, there's no better way than in my opinion, to start it out with something as important as breast cancer awareness. I mean, that's just huge. So I'm really excited that we're going to be doing that. So that's going to be October 2nd, everyone. At the Thursday, 7 p.m., Derry and I are going to be talking with Cindy. How do you say her last name?
Papali. P-A-P-A-L-E.
Okay. Yeah. Cindy Papali. Go ahead.
For any of you football buffs out there, I'm a girly girl, but I'm also a lifelong Eagle football fan, born and raised. I live in Florida now, have for many years. But if anyone remembers the Eagles player Vince Papali, about whom the Disney movie Invincible, which came out, I believe, in 2006, was based, that is Cindy's cousin. So it's kind of ironic that I met Cindy, you know, after many years of living in South Florida, and she's based in Miami. And Vince himself was also a cancer survivor, so it's very interesting. But she's just a wonderful lady, and I'm thrilled that we're going to be launching Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss with a show dedicated to breast cancer awareness and the fabulous guest. So please tune in. It's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really excited about it too. I think we're making incredible progress, and I've got so many ideas running through my head that I don't know if I'm ever going to sleep again. But you know, it's all good. It's all good. Who needs sleep, right? Just energy drinks. There you go. Anyway,
exactly.
That's how you gotta live. Me and my green juice and my energy drinks, which is my new thing. Back to tonight. We've got another episode of Just Believe, obviously, and we do have Gloria Boisel on, and she is a phenomenal psychic medium type, although I know she likes to refer to herself as something different, and I forget, but I'll bring her on the air. She listens basically to what your spirit is saying, and is able to read you through that. And I had a private reading with her after my show, and she was phenomenal. So I really want to encourage everyone to do that, and we'll have her giving out her website and all of that in a little while. Everyone, visit my website at lisatarves.com, LISATARVES. If you think you're going to be, that you would be a great guest on my show or on RightStream, any of RightStream radio shows, you can also visit RightStreamRadio.com and, send us, there's contact information on my site and RightStream's site. So feel free to contact us and let us know how you might fit in being a guest on any of those shows. So, okay, after all that, I want to welcome Gloria back to the show. Gloria in her Hawaiian home somewhere, right, Gloria?
Yes, thank you, Lisa. It's great to be back again. Thank you for inviting me.
I'm really happy you came back.
Thank you. I'm on the Big Island of Hawaii.
Yeah, I know. You're roughing it out in Hawaii, right?
Well, actually, we did rough it not too long ago. We had a hurricane.
Ew, that's not good.
No, and it was my first ever living through one or going through one, and I hope to never go through another.
Yeah, they're pretty horrible to go through. I am, being in Pennsylvania, we've had some hurricanes come through, but nothing compared to what you would have when you're, on an island or close to the water, people in, that are on the coast have to go through. That's got to be a real tough thing. So I'm glad you made it okay.
Yeah, I feel very blessed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel very blessed.
Good. I'm glad you got through it and all of that. So that's good news. I want to, again, explain to our listeners, because I'm a little unprepared with exactly, I had it like yesterday, but explain everyone what you refer to yourself as doing. I said speaking, you're basically communicating with someone's spirit, but explain it in your words.
Okay, thank you, Lisa, I will. Well, I call what I do connecting because I connect with what I like to refer to as all that is. So I connect with the divine, and I connect with the divine, say the divine in the celestial realm, the divine of the soul of the person I'm working with. I connect to that part which is divine and eternal and all-knowing and unconditionally loving. And I call it connecting because I quiet myself. And it's like I just tune in. Lisa, I turn to a particular radio station and say, okay, what's going on here? And when I work with someone, I ask what they most need to hear right now that will better serve their overall betterment or their highest good, their divine journey. And I help people move through whatever it is that is blocking them or, say, a little glitch they may have in their system. And I give them very practical ways of how to move forward with as much ease and grace as I possibly can.
And you did that for me after your last appearance on the show on Just Leave. And I really want everyone to know what a phenomenal reading it was, because it really, again, it's not just, okay, this is going on or that's going on, but it's really about, and to me it was about you giving answers, you giving solutions, not just okay, here's what's wrong and here's what's going to happen, but here's how to fix what's not balanced in your life. Here's how to fix it. So I really enjoyed that. And Gloria, by the way, her website is gloriasconnecting.com, gloriasconnecting.com. And everyone, definitely visit that site. And if you can, get an appointment to have her do a session with you. She's phenomenal, phenomenal. And sorry I'm talking about you like you're not there, Gloria, but, you know, it's radio.
Okay.
It's radio. What can I do? All right, let's get to our first caller. This is Karen calling from Massachusetts. Karen, hello. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for calling.
Good. Hi, Gloria.
Hi, Karen. And I'd like to explain before you begin, Karen, that when I'm on radio or when I'm doing my once-a-month free call, what I do in that particular instance is have a person ask me a particular question that
sure.
they would like help with.
Absolutely. My question is in regards to actually bringing forth a love relationship. It's been many, many years since I've been in a relationship, and I'm ready to have one.
Okay. So you're wondering when or how to bring forth a love relationship?
How about both, when and how?
They both are helpful, huh?
Yes.
Oh, Karen, I want you to know, dear, that as when I was a blog host, radio person as well, mm-hmm. and I'm actually making my show into a book now, but I can tell
wow.
you this is the number one most popular question.
Yes.
Okay, so coming back to your question, what I have people do when I work with them is to get very present and very centered and grounded and in their heart so they can hear the information at a deep level and take it in and move forward with it.
Exactly.
So in order to do that, I'm going to have us take a deep breath. And I'll say for anyone that calls, what I do is have us take a deep breath in a very conscious way. So we breathe in through our nose, we breathe very deeply, we envision that breath going into our heart region as we allow our stomach to expand completely. We pause for a moment in our heart, and then we slowly again exhale through our nose and allow that breath to flow throughout our body. And I'm hearing two breaths, Karen, and then I'm going to take a moment and get quiet and listen to the answer to your question. Are you ready to breathe?
Yes, I am.
Okay, a nice deep breath in. And a slow exhalation. Noticing the difference the breath makes. Another deep breath in. And slowly exhaling. Okay, Karen. Give me just a moment, dear, as I listen soulfully and deeply
sure.
to what's standing in your way of you not having your relationship.
Yes.
What do you need to do, the how and the when? Well, what I'm hearing is that there's a sadness within you, Karen, about not having a relationship, which is understandable because you haven't had one for a while.
Yes.
But this yes. sadness, it really penetrates deep inside of you. It's like there's a void inside of you, an emptiness that you're feeling that you want to be filled up, and you have a sadness that lingers throughout your body because you're experiencing that emptiness or that void. Mm-hmm. Can you relate to what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Well, what's happening, dear, believe it or not, it's counterproductive. Like, I understand why you would feel sad because you have this void and you want it filled.
Right.
And yet the sadness is actually keeping your energy at a low whereby you cannot attract or experience that person coming forth.
Right.
And I'm hearing if you could get happy about a relationship, you'd actually have one.
Right.
So let's
That's not funny,
about,
but it is funny.
I know. Isn't it kind of ironic? Like, how do I get happy? I just want it. Come on. Tell me how to get it.
Right.
But the truth is everything is energy. Mm. And energy attracts like energy. You don't want someone coming forth that's all sad.
That's true. Very true. Yes.
Yeah, and so I can feel the kind of person that you want to come forth, and you really want a person that is that enjoys life.
Yes.
And you really love enjoying life, but you feel like you're not enjoying it because of this lingering sadness.
Yes.
So this person that you want can't match. You don't want that person to come forth now until you change that energy.
Right. Right.
So you want to change that energy from sadness to a feeling of joy. So tell me something that you have joy about.
I have joy that I have a job. I have joy that I have a roof over my head. I have joy that I can pay my bills. I have joy that I'm basically, you know, able to do what I want to do.
Well, that's what I was hearing. Like, on a deeper level, I'm hearing she has joy that she can do what she wants to do.
Yes.
Now, there's your glitch, dear. See, you believe you can do what you want to do, therefore you have joy. But you don't believe you can attract a partner, therefore you have sadness there.
Mm. Exactly.
You understand?
Yes.
So what we want to do is give you some ways. You got pen and paper handy?
You know what? Let me... Wait a minute. Okay, I got a pen... Okay, and paper, okay.
Okay, because you want to write down some of this information. I'm going to take a moment to listen to really hone in on exactly what will best serve you in particular, and it may serve others as well, but what will work right with your spirit and your soul.
Okay.
Just a moment, dear.
Okay.
Okay, the first thing I hear is that for you to write, the ways in which or how or let's say the many feelings that you will have when you have a partner. So I want you to take a moment. You don't have to do it now, but afterward, I want you to take a moment, take in some of those deep breaths, close your eyes, relax for a moment, and just pretend, not long. Because if you try to do it very long, you'll start thinking, I don't have them, therefore I'm sad. I don't want to pretend. I want this person to come forth now.
Right.
And I can feel you not wanting to hold that pretend for very long.
Mm.
So if you will just pretend for a minute or two, okay, that you have a partner.
Okay.
Just breathe it in and experience the feeling that you truly have a partner. And I want you to pick a way that you experience that feeling. So in other words, I want you to pick one scene. So it may be you imagine calling a girlfriend and telling her, your partner, about your partner. You see? Okay, how would that feel to be in conversation with the girlfriend and telling her all the beautiful things that you love about your partner and the things that you love about the partnership itself and the love that you feel and the joy that you feel and the things that you do? Mm. I want you to really have fun pretending you're telling someone. Does that work for you, that idea of telling someone?
Yes.
I want you to have that scene in your mind, but I don't want you to do it by just sitting there and thinking about it. I want you to relax your mind and body first with those deep breaths, you see.
Okay.
Then after you take those deep breaths, Karen, keep your eyes closed and really go into what would it feel like to be sharing this information? What would I say? What would I experience? And then after you pretend that you have this conversation, because remember, I don't know if you know this, dear, but the mind truly does not know the difference between what is real and what is imagined.
Mm.
It doesn't know. It only knows what you tell it. So if you imagine it, it becomes real in your mind.
Mm.
And then after you imagine it, you are to write down just whatever you want to write down regarding what you shared with her, how it felt. Write down the feelings you have, the things you shared, the things you want, what you're looking for, you know, what you've experienced. Really write it down so you can ground that energy.
Okay.
And then what you want to do is you want to have these little mini visualizations, I'll call them, mini M-I-N-I.
Okay.
Yeah. So you want to have them, I would say, if possible, at least once a day. And if you have more time, you could do it two or three times a day. And you don't always have to close your eyes. It may be you're at work and you have your lunch break and you just take in a long, deep breath and think, I'm just going to experience one thing about that conversation. And hold it in your mind. And for the purpose of the experience of how wonderful it feels. Like you want to begin getting into the deliciousness of having a relationship.
Okay.
So the more that you can train your mind that it's a possibility, the more joy you're going to begin feeling that it can be. And the more joy you begin feeling that it can be, the quicker it can come to you. Dear, I'm hearing the only glitch with you having a relationship is how much you feel you don't have one and the sadness that you carry.
Okay.
That's it. You don't have this big block going on.
Right.
You just want to switch your energy.
Okay.
Now, you can do other things as well, Karen. So how does it feel to you to do that visualization, to write it down, and to do the visualization as many times as you can throughout the day?
It feels good. It's something that I can be consistent with.
And then at night, before you go to bed, that which you wrote down, when right before you go to bed, when you're nice and sleepy, you read it.
Okay?
You read it every night before you go to bed. And then, as you're falling asleep at night, Karen, I want you to just think, experience, like, what, this is true. I'm really creating what I wrote down. Isn't this amazing? Like you're just allowing yourself to be in the energy of, wow, this can really happen. This is happening. The more I feel the joy of this, the closer it is. And you know what? It doesn't matter how long it takes. As long as I stay in the joy, it will happen. And so what? How long it takes because I'm experiencing joy.
Right. Right. Very true.
And what your soul really wants is the joy. And then your soul wants to experience the joy with someone else. So begin experiencing it now as if that someone else were right here with you.
Yes.
And then that someone else will be.
Yes. Well, I will tell you. Yes, yes, I do have some questions. I have been dreaming about this person for many, many years. And now the dreams, they don't happen every night, but there's certain, I don't know what times in which it happens. I don't know how I'm feeling when this happens, but I've been experiencing this person coming closer and closer to me, meaning physically, he is physically with me, holding my hand, we're spending time together. It's so much joy and love that I feel that when I wake up, I can't explain it. It's such love,
Karis,
that he spends time with me. Yes.
Do you realize that you could use that dream to help you bring the joy back in? Whenever you can use the conversation I gave you, but you can also use that dream. So whenever you start to experience sadness that you don't have a partner, say, no, I'm not willing to go there. I'm going to go to the truth, how close he is. He even shows up in my dream.
Yes.
And then just close your eyes and re-experience that dream for a moment. Or if you're driving, keep your eyes open and allow that dream to saturate your beingness. So use the dream to help you bring the joy in, because the dream is really about your soul wanting to connect with this person. And I feel like there is a person very close, but I'm telling you, he can't come forth with the energy you're holding now, or he wouldn't be the person that you're dreaming about.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
So
I mean, he's right. He's physically right there. I mean, it's, we spend time together. We talk together. I mean, his arms, he is just loving me, loving me. And it's so wonderful.
And dear, what you're being asked to do is love yourself the way that he would love you by allowing yourself to be in joy about it right here and right now, you see. I'm excited for you, because it's just a little bit, think of it as some tweaking that you need to do.
Okay.
And that's really all you need to do. And you may want to read a positive book, whatever you can do to stop that thought that's going on about the void, so you don't experience that deep feeling. Break the pattern of it either with the pretend conversation or with your dream. Don't allow it to linger within you.
Okay.
Because it's just a little tweaking. That's all you need.
Okay. Beautiful. I will
thanks
do that.
So much. Thanks so much, Karen, for calling in. That was really, really nice. The whole thing is, I think it's explained so much what most people would call the law of attraction. But, you know, the law of attraction is so much deeper than what we think of, you know, because I think we make the law of attraction a little materialistic, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it's not it's not really about materials. It's about everything in our lives. And,
that's true.
You know, Gloria, I think you put that beautifully. So thanks so much, Karen, for
the
calling
in. Interesting thing is that I can attract a job. I can attract material things. But when it comes to matters of the heart, it's a whole nother ball game.
Well, now you want to change that thought. Wow, it's
exactly.
it's not a whole another ball game. It's just a little tweaking.
Right.
Oh,
right.
It's just a little tweaking. I've misunderstood. It's not a whole nother ball game. It's just a little tweaking.
Right. Okay.
All right, Karen. Well, you get the tweaking, Karen, and tweaking, not twerking, tweaking.
I can tweak, but I can't twerk. So.
Yeah, I know. I don't think anybody above the age of 16 can twerk quite rightly, but what do I know? All right. Anyway, thanks for calling in, Karen. And visit Gloria's website at GloriasConnecting.com.
I will.
And I wanted to tell you, Karen, that I do a once-a-month free call where you can call in and ask a question.
Oh, wow.
So if you'll go to my website, dear, and look under, it's Gloria with an S, so it's Gloria's Connecting.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go on my website, you might want to click for my free guide also, which is going to help you with this. Use this guide regarding your relationship. It will help you. Please get it. It's right there on my homepage. And then if you'll go under Work With Me, you'll see monthly free calls and sign up for that.
Oh, wow. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you both so very much.
Thanks again.
All right. Many blessings.
Blessings, dear. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, that was really nice. We've got some other callers holding, and I'd like to get to Laura from New Jersey. Laura, you're on the air with Gloria. Did you have a question?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Laura. What's your question today?
My question is, I'm currently on a contract that ends in December, but I've been looking and applying for jobs elsewhere, permanent positions. And I wondered if you saw me getting a permanent position anytime soon.
Okay. So you're wondering about getting into a permanent position in regards to work?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's take in a nice deep breath together, Laura, and then I will take a moment to listen. Breathing in deeply together now. Slowly exhaling. Give me just a moment. Laura, are there other things that you're wanting to do as well? Are you creative in other ways?
I am creative, yes.
Well, what I'm getting is that I do feel like a position could come forth for you, dear, and I do feel like it could be long-term, but on a deeper soulful level, if I may go in that direction a little bit, because I hear what your soul most wants you to know kind of thing, and your soul is really wanting you to focus on your creativity, and there's like a sense of your soul saying, it's time, it's time, it's time. So part of the glitch of the not getting the long-term project that you're wanting is that your soul doesn't want you to put your creativity on hold. So if you want that position to come forth, it would work better energetically or metaphysically if you were to start being creative now, even while you're doing other work. Because then you're letting your soul, on a soul level, on a spiritual deep level, you're saying, look, no matter what I get, I'm never going to give up on my creativity. It's a part of who I am, and I'm going to honor that.
Okay.
And it really will help balance out, because it's almost like, boy, if she gets something else, then the creativity is going to have to go by the wayside. So start being creative. Think of one project that you can begin right now and just start it, even if it's little baby steps, and say, I'm committed to this. I'm going to take this one afternoon a week or this Saturday, or and I'm going to commit to this on a weekly basis, and start doing that. And I believe it feels like the glitch isn't so much on a physical level, like in terms of what you're doing or not doing. It's more on a spiritual level, that your creativity isn't wanting to be stifled.
Okay, so are you saying that, like, if I take an art class or something, that it'll be okay, or are you talking more spiritual-based?
No, I'm not talking more spiritual-based. I mean on a spiritual level in terms of what your spirit wants. But an art class, if that's what you're drawn to, then go do that.
Okay.
I mean, I know it sounds kind of strange. You're trying to get a long-term position. I'm telling you to take an art class. But what it's going to do is balance your energy and show your spirit that you're not going to give up on your creativity no matter what. And it's going to open the space for this long-term position to come forth.
And, Laura, you know what, Joe? Another good thing to put in with this is creativity, it doesn't necessarily mean the arts. You can be creative in a lot of different ways besides taking an art class or learning how to paint or whatever. I mean, creativity comes from writing. You can be creative by journaling. You know, there are a lot of places that creativity comes from. So you don't have to, you know, I used to think of creativity as being, I don't know, like papers and scissors and markers and drawing and, you know what I mean, like construction paper and stuff. And it can be so much different. It can be so different than that. So, you know, think about that, too. Maybe it's something to do with writing or something to do with, you know, I think it's a great way to put creativity as a way of expressing yourself, expressing what's inside yourself.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, Laura, wherever you're wanting to, thank you, Lisa, that was beautiful. Wherever you're wanting to express yourself that you're not, it's wanting to have the opportunity to be expressed.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate
that. Yeah, focus on that. Do whatever you're doing to get positions. In addition to that, focus on your creativity or your expression. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Laura. Thank you
thank
for calling.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see. Moving on, let's go to Cindy in Maine. Cindy, you are on the air with Gloria. Did you have a question for her?
Yes, I do. I'm rapidly being pushed forward on my path, and I would love to know from Gloria where my soul wants me to go at this point.
Well, what I okay, can you be a little bit more specific? On the radio, I answer very specific questions. I do more general and private sessions. So you be a little more specific, please, Cindy?
Okay, well, I've recently sold a house and moved to another location because I felt I needed to. So now here I've taken the steps to get to, you know, to move forward, even though my house is still for sale. But I've taken the steps to move forward, just taking my chances. And I'm kind of sitting here, and I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm sort of waiting a little bit for something to present itself to me because that seems to be how I function.
Mm-hmm.
When something shows up, then I do something.
Okay.
So I was just kind of curious. I mean, I'm really kind of excited about all of the different steps I've taken and, you know, I would love to, move along in whatever direction is seems to be more promising to me. I'm a jewelry artist. I do that type of work as well. It's just unclear to me at this point, I should say.
Okay.
As far
so
as what
like
I should
your
grasp.
Question, Cindy, is you're wanting clarity on where to move forward, how to move forward, or what to do.
Right.
Okay. So let's take in a nice deep breath and get very grounded and centered, breathing in deeply together now. Slowly exhaling. Give me a moment, Cindy, as I listen deeply. Well, this is interesting, Cindy, because for you, I see you with other people. And I see you, I want to call it teaching, but it's not a traditional teaching. Is there something that you've learned that you'd love to share with others?
Well, that's interesting because I've been studying numerology and astrology and all different types of metaphysics, and I think that I'm just loaded with knowledge that I actually share with people for free.
Well, I think that that's the direction you're being led to go. Does
oh.
that feel good to you?
Oh, it does. I mean, I was just doing it to help people.
But really, it's like you're being a teacher. Like, I feel like I'm a teacher, a
mm-hmm.
guide, if you will. But that's what your soul is wanting, to be a guide. But it's wanting to be a guide in such a way that it's more balanced, the energy, that you
mm-hmm.
get paid for what you do. So I would suggest that you sit down. I see you sitting down with paper and pen and just writing out some ideas and putting little packages together.
Interesting.
And, yeah, and then I see you maybe getting somebody to help you with the website and where you put it up on a website and you begin telling people. But you may even start, I see you with a group of people, like create a little class. You may start with some friends or some people that know you and you create a class. And from that class, then you start giving individual sessions, and you may tell people, I can come to your home with 6 or 8 people, and I can teach about astrology and or numerology. So I see you doing groups as well as individuals. I see you selling packages. I see you having a website. I see all of that for you.
That's interesting, because I actually moved from a place that was somewhat isolated, and now I'm in a larger city. And there's many opportunities and meetup groups where you can pick an astrology group or, I mean, I've never had groups like this where I lived before. So where
oh, you,
I am now gives me that opportunity.
Oh, you so intuitively knew exactly where you were going,
isn't that
really.
Funny?
You knew
what
you were
doing.
So, Cindy, does that help, dear? Because that's what, you're just ready. You're ready to share. You're ready to teach and guide and help these people. And you're ready to do it and get compensated for it.
Well, isn't that funny? I just, you know, I've been thinking about things like that, and I said, well, yeah, I'd like to connect up with a group. But you just hit the nail on the head.
Well, I'm glad I hit the nail on the head. And I'm excited for you because I just see it as being so much fun for you.
Oh,
like
I love
you
doing
totally
that
get into
yes
it. You enjoy it fully and completely. It will satisfy you greatly. And you'll help others. I mean, it will just be this joy-filled learning experience, sharing, and money-making.
Oh, yeah, I'm a lifetime learner. I just love to read and learn things. So it's nice to share it.
Yes, Cindy. Well, have fun with this new adventure.
Well, thank you so much.
You are so welcome, dear. And, hey, I'd love for you to get my blog. I don't know. I keep hearing you would enjoy it. So you might
okay
want to go to my website and just sign up for my free guide or my monthly call or something.
I just
or
already
look at
did
my blogs. Oh, you already
I signed up before you took my call.
Okay, dear, because I think, I don't know, there's going to be some kind of connection I'm getting with you and I later.
Okay, well, I've already signed up.
Okay. Well, thank you, Cindy. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
you
for calling in, Cindy.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, dear.
Isn't it funny the things that our soul already knows and we kind of know that we know? But you know what I mean? It's like she's headed in the right direction, but it's like it's so hard to, like, I don't know, maybe to get outside of your comfort zone. You know what I mean? Like, not, you know, something that you're not, something new and you know, that sort of thing. So that's pretty exciting, and I'm excited for Cindy.
Oh, I'm excited for her, too. How lovely.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's awesome. Okay, yeah. We're going to go to, we have Debbie in Pennsylvania. Hi, Debbie. You're talking to Lisa and Gloria. Did you have a question for Gloria?
Hi, Lisa and Gloria. Yes, I do have a question for Gloria. It pertains to a legal matter. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. I'm wanting to know whether or not I should move forward and file suit against my old landlord, and if so, will I be successful?
Okay. So you're wanting to know if you should move forward and file against your landlord.
Yes.
And you're wanting to know the outcome. I'm not sure if I can tell you the outcome, dear. I don't do premonitions as much as I get a sense of what's going to serve you the most, and I go with
okay
that.
Okay.
So, let's take in a nice deep breath and get real grounded here, Debbie, breathing in together now. And slowly exhaling. Give me a moment as I listen. Well, I can sure feel the there's some negative energy there between you and your landlord.
Yes.
I can really feel it's like thick. You know, I can feel how it's a dense feeling. You know, I'm getting that the trouble is communication between the two of you, that there really is a huge misunderstanding going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that your landlord thinks one way and you think another way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm hearing that if you go through if you file against your landlord, it's going to create more more negative energy between the two of you. I'm hearing that if you were actually to try to get someone to help you with communicating with your landlord, that may be a possibility that you could ruffle the feathers, I'm hearing. Not ruffle the feathers, basically, that you could smooth it if you found a different way of communicating.
Okay. I'm not sure how I would do that because we've left the property and relocated. Basically, they evicted us, after being tenants for 8 years because there was a mold problem with the house, and we had asked them to resolve it. They took some steps, but it wasn't completely resolved. And when we asked them to completely resolve it, that's when they evicted us.
I see.
So I don't know what other steps I could take at this point.
Yes. Well, what I can tell you, Debbie, is that on a deeper level, it's almost like you'd rather just be complete with it, because filing brings it all up in your energy and in your heart center. I can actually even feel it in your heart center. And it feels really bad to you, and it's lowering your energy. So it's like every time you revisit it, it's hard on your on you on many levels.
Okay.
So by filing, if you really feel like you have to get justice, you could file. But just the act of filing, it's going to create a lot of animosity with this person or people. And they're going to want to fight you more, and it's going to be drug out more, that kind of thing. You may end up winning, dear. I can't tell what the outcome will be for sure, but I can tell you that it's going to create a lot of tension within you to do that. And what your system is wanting is basically for you to let it go and for you to move on and not to revisit it anymore and ask that divine justice take place and hold a knowing within your heart, mind, and soul that justice always takes place, that all imbalances are always, always balanced. And you may or may not see it, but it will be balanced all in due time. And it feels like to gently remind yourself of that truth and to let it go and not revisit it anymore in your mind, heart, or soul. You could choose to, but it won't feel good to you.
Right, and I've gotten a sense of what you just said. However, there are reminders every day what happened, even when I don't want there to be, because we relocated, I have children. Our life was there, so we were still going back there quite often, and I can't get away from it.
I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah.
And what you may want to do, if I were you, I would probably do some kind of work around it. So it could be that you do forgiveness work around it, or it could be that you go deep into visualization, deep into relaxation, and hold a visualization and just ask for the celestial kingdom, whatever you believe about angels or God or a great spirit, nature, whatever your belief is, and ask for them to bring resolution to this matter. But what you need to do is find a way in your heart to not be holding on to it.
Right. And
so,
I think if I had more understanding around why it happened.
Tell me the landlord's first name only.
Well, it was actually, there were a number of people involved. They go under REI Associates, but the people who are under REI Associates are Michael, Kristen, and Lois.
And which
and
one do you feel?
We primarily dealt with Michael.
Okay, so that's the one you're holding in your system the most, you see.
Okay.
So let me just feel that a moment and look at his belief system. And I'll give you an understanding, and I want to suggest to you, Debbie, in addition to that, that you do some deep forgiveness work around it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And there are many ways to do that. It feels like you'll find your own way, so I don't want to get into all that, but there's really some forgiveness work that's going to help you release this out of your energy field. Give me a moment here.
Thank you.
Okay, Debbie, what I'm hearing is that Michael felt a tremendous amount of pressure, and it had to do with money and attendance and keeping things the way they're supposed to be and not losing. It's all around this money issue. And he felt an extreme amount of pressure, and he was trying to make things right with the other associates.
Mm-hmm.
And he felt actually pressure and being pushed from them to hurry this along, get things done, and put things back where the money could be.
Right. Well, it was his wife and his mother-in-law.
Okay. Well, he felt extreme pressure from them. And it's from that place of pressure that he built within himself of wanting to do what they wanted him to do that he acted hastily. And I can tell that he's not really comfortable with it, but he still feels he couldn't let go of the pressure any other way according to how he believes, you see.
Okay.
So he did it from a place of pressure from the other two and wanting to be in good standing with them.
And the attorney, too. I think the attorney had much more to do with it because before their attorney got involved, we were actually communicating. And
it was he wouldn't have done it if he hadn't felt all the pressure from others. Not that that's an excuse for him, Debbie. I'm just telling you his mindset and his energy.
Okay.
So that's the reason. Now maybe you can go into forgiveness work with Michael, okay?
Okay.
Because that's what's going to serve you the most, dear, truly.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Can I ask one more question in respect to that? Because you mentioned money on his part, but there's been tremendous financial burden that we've incurred with this whole situation. With the deep forgiveness work that I'll do with Michael, will the finances for us start to flow better? You know, because that's one of the main reasons that I was thinking about filing the suit.
Right.
So to see if we would be able to recoup
I'm hearing that the forgiveness work is going to free you up and free your family up. It's as if you all feel kind of caged right now.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a sense of tremendous freedom. And from that place of freedom, then money can flow to freedom. Money cannot flow to being caged.
Okay.
So it really will make a difference, dear. I don't know how it's all going to work out, but with your forgiveness work, it's going to help the other members of your family as well, and you'll all begin to feel a sense of freedom.
Okay.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you very much, Gloria.
Thank you.
I wish you the best, dear.
Thank you for calling in, Debbie. Good luck.
Thank you,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's a tough situation, and I totally agree with what you said, you know, Gloria, because, you know, so much of it is the investment, you know, even the money you might win in a suit and in this lawsuit, is it worth the aggravation and the pain and the damage that it's going to do to you, to you on a soul level, on a physical level, on an emotional level? To go through it. Lawsuits take years, you know, years, most of the time. And to let something like that drag on, you know, so much of the time I just think, you know, I mean, this is obviously, mold is a serious issue, and I totally agree that it's something they should have fixed. But it's also something where, you know, you can tell that there's just, you know, it's just something that the landlord definitely just didn't have the money to fix. And when he shut up was when, he got a lawyer. And that, you know, that's what happens when you get lawyers involved, you know. That's the way it works.
Yeah. I believe she's going to feel so much better, though, once she begins her forgiveness work.
I agree. I totally agree. And I wish her the best of luck. I really do, because I know that's really got to be difficult. I want to get to another caller. This is Lisa calling from California. First of all, Lisa, what a fantastic first name.
Used to be the most popular name.
Yeah, I just think it's awesome. I mean, my parents were brilliant, right? Yours too.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Did you have a question for Gloria tonight?
I sure do. I'm a newlywed, and we are currently filling some blocks that we just recently found out.
You are currently doing what? Lisa, I couldn't hear all that, dear. You're currently doing what?
Hold on one second.
Uh-oh, my phone message.
We're currently buying a home. And we
buying a home.
And we recently found out that there are some blocks. And we, I just wanted to know if this is going to be rectified really, really soon, so that we may have the home that we wish to, we have sought and really, really want.
Okay. So your question would be, is this going to be rectified soon?
Yes.
Regarding your home that you're buying?
Yes.
Okay, Lisa.
Financial blocks, yes.
Okay. So there's financial blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's take in a nice deep breath together and get real grounded, breathing in deeply now. Good breath. Give me a moment here, Lisa, as I listen deeply. What is your husband's first name?
David.
Okay, just... since it's about the two of you, it kind of helps me feel the energy. Just a moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lisa, does your husband work at a job that he likes?
Yes, actually he does.
And how about you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I couldn't tell which one, but it felt like one of you wasn't doing something you like.
Mm-hmm.
And your question is about will it get rectified for the house, but on a deeper soul level, Lisa, it's the question goes deeper. Like people may ask me a question on a personality level, that's what they want answered, but on a deeper soul level, they're asking more. So on a deeper soul level, Lisa, what you're really wanting to do is do work that you love, and I feel like when you do work that you love, your finances will grow.
Okay.
And it's really, the block's more about the fact that you're not doing work that you love.
Okay.
Is there something that you really want to do that you haven't done yet, but you'd like to give it a try?
I would love to. Most of it is just generally the hours and the employer. I'm a health professional. I'm an LVN. And... the jobs in the area that we live in are very scarce for decent hours and decent pay. And I'm currently, was looking through job search on Google and updating a resume.
Well, you want to keep following that path because you're right on there. You're intuitively knowing that working with hours or however you're working, boy, it doesn't suit you at all. And so you want to find something that suits you, that fits like a glove. And you want to begin with thinking that it's a possibility. If I were you, Lisa, I would begin just imagining, maybe before I go to sleep at night, what it would feel like to have the perfect position. You may want to begin with writing down exactly what you want in a position. the hours you want, the pay you want, the environment you want to work with, the kind of people you want, and then maybe read that before you go to sleep at night, and then kind of allow those thoughts of what you read to seep within your consciousness as you're falling asleep. So you begin feeling like the possibility of exactly what you want is out there, and you can align and attract to it and have it.
Okay.
I'm hearing that the block for the house is really the block you have in not having the position you want. And that's going to happen by you believing it's a possibility. So get real clear about what it is. Write it all down. Begin reading it every night before you go to sleep. And really think that it's out there. Begin feeling that it's out there. And as you begin feeling that it's out there, it will be out there. You don't know how the universe can work it out, but it will. And I feel I feel like once that opportunity opens up for you, Lisa, that you won't have financial blocks with getting that house or any house.
Well, the financial blocks is on my credit report. The ex-husband failed to pay his end, and now the creditors are after me, which now affects our credit, my new husband and I.
Well, regardless of where the financial block is, like on your credit report, dear, on a deeper level, it really is about you in alignment with that which you really want to do.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And then the credit report, you know, it just feels like the house on a metaphysical level represents consciousness. And it's you know, more space, it's newness, it's new beginnings. Mm-hmm. And all that is wanting to take place for you and your husband. The universe is wanting to give you that. But it can't give you that until you align your energy with all possibilities. And then all possibilities really can come forth. Does this make sense to you, dear?
Yes, it does. My question is, can I let go of the position I'm in now and do this dark job search and live comfortably without putting strain on my husband?
It feels like what you're to do right now is to focus on the possibilities being possible. Like right now your energy doesn't match what you want because you feel like it's limited and it may not be possible. So you'll need to bring your energy up to it is possible. That's why you want to write it down and read it every night and go to bed feeling the possibility of it, feeling like it truly can come to be. And whenever you think about it, whenever you do research on the internet, whatever you do, think, you know, bring your paper back out and read it and say, this really is possible. Because the strain your husband's going, it may be strain if you quit your job and search and you still haven't aligned your energy up to it's a possibility. So first and foremost, align your energy up to the possibility and know it and feel it inside of you. And you can tell. You can tell when you're there. Because when you're there, you'll go from a place of worry or concern to, ooh, this is exciting, like just eager anticipation. And when you get to that place of eager anticipation, then the opportunity can come forth.
Okay.
So I can't tell you yes or no to quit your job. What I can tell you is to align your energy up by feeling the possibility of it.
Okay.
And everything will begin unfolding for you. I see a home for you too. I don't know if it's that home, but it begins with what I'm talking with you about right here and right now.
Fantastic. Okay.
I wish you the best, Lisa. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Lisa. Great hearing from you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. So the only other person that I really wanted you to talk to tonight was Daria, and I'm not sure how much energy you have to do, if you'd rather do it off the air or if you want to do it now, but she's got a lot going on that I thought would be a good one for her and for you.
Yeah, do we still have time on the air?
Yeah, we do, absolutely.
Okay, sure, Lisa, I'd love
okay,
to.
Okay, good.
Could
I
you
just
spell
didn't want
her
you
name
be-
from...
Daria. And,
Daria. Daria.
Yeah, she's the founder of the Right Stream Network and my partner in crime with growing the network. And she has a lot of things changing right now, a lot of things that that she also does the call screening. You talked to her when the show first started, so before you talked to me. So I just wanted her to have a minute to talk with you because I told her how fantastic you were for me. So I figured I'd share you with her.
Oh, thank you. I would love to help you, Daria. What's your question, dear?
Hi, Gloria. I guess I really want to focus on career because I know that I'm doing the right thing. I'm self-employed. It's been kind of 6 years that I've been plugging away, and I'm a prayer and a meditator, but I guess I just want to know, I feel like I'm finally about to break through, but I kind of wanted to see what your insights were with career and finance.
So could you put that into a specific question for me, please, Daria?
Okay. Am I on the right career track, and is there going to be an influx of solid income soon, solid, steady income through my work soon? Is that okay?
Okay. Solid, steady income. Okay, so I'm gonna paraphrase your question here.
Okay.
Make sure I understand, okay? So are you on the right career path, first of all? And if so, from that right career path, will you receive solid and steady income sometime in the near future?
Okay, that's fine.
Is that, would you like for me to, regardless of how I word the question really, Daria, I just need to word it so I can feel the energy of it, and then what needs to come forth will.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so let's take in a nice deep breath together now, getting very centered and grounded. Slowly exhaling. Give me a moment, please. Okay, Daria, this is interesting because I'm hearing that you have the wheels in motion.
Mm-hmm.
There is a message for you here, though, Daria. You're being asked to not try to be all things to all people.
Okay.
So you may want to take that because it's about your career. So you may want to look at your career and say, how may I be trying to be all things to all people? It feels like you're to narrow it down and streamline what you're doing more. And it feels like it's to be based on what your love is, like what's in your heart. Like, for example, someone told me I'm to streamline my business, I would make everything probably around soulful. About soulful information, soulful relationships, soulful money. Do you see what I'm doing?
Yes.
And you're being asked to not try to be all things to all people, to streamline what you do, and to base everything you do on what you truly love. What makes your heart sing? What floats your boat? And it feels like you've already got the wheels in motion. You're already doing a lot of good stuff here. But on a soul level, you're a little bit too scattered, trying to be too many things to too many people.
Okay, I think that makes sense.
Yeah, and it feels like if you will streamline it, Daria, if you will do that, dear, and you may want to just sit and say, what is close to my heart? What do I get really excited and joyful about sharing? What makes me happy? And that's what you're to base what you do on.
Okay.
And then it feels like once you do that, the money can come forth. But the money is kind of being scattered because you're being scattered by trying to be too many things to too many people. So any questions about that, Daria, or anything you'd like to say regarding that information?
Well, it makes sense. I mean, I love all of the social media. I mean, I consider RightStream part of that. It's part of what I offer to my clients. And I've been thinking about specializing with authors, and because I've done it so many times, I have a client right now that I'm working with where I take them through the whole self-publishing process. I've ghostwritten books in this case, I edited her book and set up blogs and things like that. And I love, you know, I love the whole encompassing writing, editing, ghostwriting, social media marketing, like being able to offer like a full package to someone who really has an important message to get out there. So I'm thinking that that's where I'm going to focus my effort.
Yeah, that feels good to me. But it's that specializing in one thing that will, it may have, you know, offshoots from it, but it comes down to the one thing you love. I'm hearing just stick with the thing you love. And when you do that, the money can come forth. I see it flowing once you do that.
Great. Okay. That sounds like great advice.
Well, good fortune to you, Daria.
Well, thank you, Gloria. I really appreciate you taking me on. I know it's been a busy night here, so thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Gloria, so much for being on the show. Everyone, please visit Gloria's website at Gloria's Connecting and sign up for her blog. And you have a free reading. You told a couple people you did once a month. You did
I do a free call. It's a
okay.
Once a month. I call it a Truth Talk free call, and people can call via a conference number once they sign up. And it's every fourth Wednesday of the month, and people can call up and ask a question and get a soulful answer like I did here tonight.
That's fantastic. And your website, by the way, I'm weird about websites because I like really well-done, organized websites, something where it's simple to navigate, because so many aren't that way. Yours is very easy to navigate, so everyone, there's no, you know, you're not going to get lost in Never Never Land here when you get in, when you go onto the website. Everything is clearly marked and easy to navigate around. That's a thing for me. It's one of my pet peeves. I don't know why, but anyway, it's actually...
It's the tech in you.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's weird, but I do. I it is a thing. So yours is very simple. So everyone, you'll easily be able to find what you're looking for with Gloria on her website. And again, that's Gloria's with an S, connecting. And everyone, visit her there at that site. And again, thank you so much, Gloria, for being on with us again. And thank you for Daria's reading and for my reading that you did for me off air. I really appreciate it, and hope you'll make some time to come back and visit us again one of these days.
Oh, I would love to, Lisa. Thank you so much, and blessings to
you.
It's been such a delight and pleasure.
Same to you, and thanks again, and I definitely will be in touch with you soon.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, everyone, that will wrap it up for Just Believe for this week, this Sunday. Next week, Daria, who am I interviewing next week? You know all about this.
You are interviewing metaphysical author David Adelson. He is the author of the book Awaken to Who You Are. I interviewed him a few weeks ago on Right Thing Tuesday, and I loved him so much that I suggested he be a guest on Just Believe.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. He seems like a fantastic guy. I'm actually halfway through his book. Haven't finished it yet because I've been in this romance novel weird place. I don't know what maybe it's the summer. You know, I get in that summer reading fiction romance stuff. I don't know, but I've been in that mood lately. So, but I have finished half of it and plan on finishing the rest before the interview next week. And then after next week, we have psychic readings for probably 3 or 4 weeks in a row before I have somebody doing something different. But I'm excited about next week. Should be a lot of fun. And everyone, stay tuned for more news about the Right Stream Network, when our new shows are going to be launching, when Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss is going to, well, we know when it's premiering. It's going to be premiering October 2nd. But if you follow us on Twitter at RightStream, or follow us on Facebook at RightStream Radio, right, Daria? RightStream Radio?
RightStream Radio Network, yes.
Network, okay. I always forget like what RightStream is, or what Facebook is compared to Twitter. So, but follow us on those. You can follow the hashtag Love Liberty, or actually the hashtag LLL, three L's, and there is a Facebook page for Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss as well. So you can find us there, and we're going to be announcing, if you follow me at Lisa Tarvis on Twitter or Lisa Tarvis on Metaphysical Healing through Facebook, you'll be able to keep up. I'm going to be posting it, all the information there about everything going on, as well as Daria will be through her site and through the RightStream sites, which she mostly handles. So everybody stay tuned for that. We've got some really great stuff coming up, and I'm excited about it, and I know Daria is excited about it, and filling up 7 days a week. I mean, that's been our goal the whole time, so we finally did it. Yay, us.
Yay.
Yay, us, yes. So, everyone, again, thank you so much for listening. If you want to check out my website, it's lisatarvis.com. You'll find links to my pages on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, all of it, all of it. And you'll also find links to where you can buy my book, Just Believe. And until next week, everyone, when we will have a great interview with a fantastic author, David Adelson. We'll talk to you next week, Sunday at 7 o'clock. Be there or be square. Well, I haven't said that in about 30 years. Anyway, talk to you all next week. Have a fantastic week to come. Bye, everyone.